Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success, the podcast that breaks down the actual scientific physics of success, helps you tune in to your most authentic self, vibrate at your most powerful frequency, and achieve the purpose-driven life, career, and/or business of your dreams. Join us as we jump right in and let's start the magic. Hello, Fearless Fam, and welcome back to the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success with your host, Melissa LaPlante and Lawrence Harris. And today we have an incredible guest joining us who is revolutionizing the way healers and spiritual businesswomen approach their finances. She's an intuitive money coach and bookkeeper, and her mission is to help you not only organize your finances, but also understand your numbers and clear your money energy. Since launching 1111 Bookkeeping in December 2020, she's dedicated herself to empowering her clients to create impact and live their dream lives through profitability. With over a decade of experience in customer service and administration across small enterprises and large corporations, plus 3 years specifically dedicated to finance, she brings a wealth of knowledge to the table. What truly sets her apart, however, is her unique holistic approach to bookkeeping. She understands that finances are deeply personal and sacred, and she treats each client's journey with the utmost care and respect. And through one-on-one support, done-for-you bookkeeping, and customized money coaching, she ensures her clients feel supported every step of the way. Please join me in welcoming Matresa Ferguson. Hi, and welcome to the show, Matresa.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm so stoked to be here.
Really glad to have you. And so today's topic, we're going to be talking all about manifestation, but specifically financial abundance, because abundance is a lot of things, as you know. But this particular conversation, we're going to be talking about manifesting the green stuff, right? So tell me a little bit, Matresa, about your personal approach as an intuitive money coach to manifesting financial abundance.
Yeah, so I'm not a manifestation guru by any means, but the way I approach it is pretty grounded. I believe, like, me specifically, I go off of, like, my human design. I am a specific manifester. And so in order for me to manifest anything, I have to be, like, super specific in what I want. Down to, like, you know, the number but, you know, if I don't get specific with how it comes in, then it comes in kind of, you know, weird ways. Like, I'll use an example. Like, I was manifesting $10,000, and I did do that, but it actually came through a car accident settlement. And so, like, there was, you know, the exchange of that was, like, you know, being in pain and stuff like that, right? So, like, it's just kind of, like, you know, weird nuances like that. So that's just my approach. It's like, you know, you get your energy aligned, but then you also take this aligned action. And the more clear and the more specific you are, the easier it is. Instead of just saying, oh, I need more money. Well, I mean, how much more do you want? Like $5? So that's why being specific is so, you know, important.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because I am a manifestation guru. That's what I do. So you are 100% right, by the way, in your approach. So something I learned early on in my journey of learning about manifestation, and I'm talking as a teenager, right? Because I've been studying the art of manifestation almost my entire life. Okay. And so something that I did learn is that, you know, through reading, but also lived experiences is, yes, if you are ambiguous with any goal, not just money, if you are ambiguous with any goal, you just attract whatever, right? And so you might be like, oh my God, I want a new car so bad. And then your aunt dies and she left you her car. You're like, oops, I didn't mean for my aunt to die, bro. I just wanted a car. This is not how I wanted this to go down, right? So, you know, I think that's an absolutely hugely valid point. And you know, in my upcoming manifestation masterclass, we actually talk about that, about how, you know, the law of electromagnetism plays a part in manifestation, whereas, you know, our brain creates, our thoughts rather, create electricity. right? Naturally. I mean, I couldn't move my arm without it. Not that I really want to move my arm. I tested gravity, y'all. It still works. I fell so hard yesterday. But nonetheless, we create electricity through our thoughts, and our emotions create a magnetic field around us. And this is literally just science. They have proven this in science. And so, as you know, an electromagnet is, you know, picks up cars, right? It's hugely powerful. So when your thoughts and your emotions are aligned, you do create an electromagnetic field that draws to you exactly what you are thinking and feeling, right? Which can be good or bad. What are your thoughts on manifesting finances, Lawrence? Because I know you and I have been on a wild manifestation journey together, just like have. Since starting this podcast, we've like gone back and forth with each other, like, oh, I manifested this. Like, and it's been so fun. Yeah. So what are your kind of thoughts on this?
So for me, when it comes to money, I completely agree with you. You have to get really specific about it sometimes, because in my experience, a few months back, I wanted a new job. I was working at McDonald's. I was like, this is enough money. It kind of sucks. I'm getting burnt with grief. I hate this. I need to get a better job. And I was looking at different jobs. And the thing that led to me getting a better job was my manager no longer putting me on the shift. Like, they just cut me from the schedule. No questions, no reason. They just did it. And it led to me getting a way better job. Not how I wanted it to, because I wanted to save up money. But you're going to get what you truly ask for and what you truly believe. And at that time in my life, what I believed was I need to leave all this in the past. And that's what ended up happening. But when it comes to getting more money, I would say that the thing that I've experienced the most with that is, as ironic as it sounds, harder I want it, the less I get it. Because you're chasing it like a rabbit. If you keep chasing the rabbit, you're not going to catch it. You got to just let the rabbit come to you.
I think it's also like the act of wanting it too, in a way, kind of repels it. It's kind of weird, you know, but if you have that neutrality, like it's almost like, you know, knowing that it's already for you, it's already there waiting for you. And, you know, if it's meant for you, it will come to you. And so it's just really surrendering and having that faith instead of just being like, oh, when's it coming? You know, that's what repels it. So, yeah.
God, yes, 100%. You know, I love that you mentioned that, Matresa, because it ties into something that I've been experiencing personally, but also thinking a lot about lately, probably because I'm experiencing it personally. But, you know, back to the law of gravity, besides falling on your face, it does lots of other things, right? And so one thing that happens is the universe pops you upward, right? And you're on this upward trajectory and you're like, I'm winning. Yeah. And so, but the thing is that gravity does take hold and you do start this free fall descent, right? And it's in that free fall that you have to surrender. It's in that free fall that you have to believe that the hand is going to come out and catch you, because it always comes out and catches you. And when you surrender, instead of flailing around in trajectory, you know, in a trajectory that's going to send you off course from the hand, right? You know, because if you're over here like, no, and you're grabbing onto everything and you're like, I'm not going to fall. And it's like, now you're prolonging the hand being able to actually catch you, right? If you just surrender and free fall, the hand not only catches you, it's usually bearing more gifts than you asked for, right? More than you could have imagined, right? And so you need to surrender in that moment. And it's hard. Right. Don't get me wrong. It's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, the act of controlling it too, it actually impedes the blessings that God or the universe is trying to rain on you. You know, you're impeding the flow. You know, when you are controlling it, you're letting the ego, you know, try to take the reins, and that can't happen. You know, you have to let what naturally needs to happen. And, you know, that's very difficult for a lot of people to do, because, you know, when they feel out of control, like, they just, you know, it's, again, it's about having that faith that it's just going to happen.
Yeah. And Chris, on and that point right there, I want to chime in, because that's something I went through exactly yesterday. So I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, how am I going to afford to get me some food today? For context to anyone who might be listening, I live with my mom, so I don't have to worry about rent. Money isn't a massive concern to me, but it's pretty darn important. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how am I going to afford to buy myself some lunch? Because I had exactly 99 cents in my bank. I end up calling my family. They gave me some money for some food. But I could have just sat there panicking and worrying on, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Because I hate asking people to give me money. It's kind of backwards, given that I'm a coach, but I hate asking people for money. Like, I hate asking for money.
It's not backwards as a coach, because I'm the same ass way.
Yeah, like, if we could, we would help everyone for free. But, you know,
100%.
Land is not free. As strange as it is, land is not free. We sell a planet that has been around for billions of years before humans became a thing. But circling back to the main point,
right,
when you're overly worrying and overly panicking on how am I going to get the money? When is the money going to come? How am I going to afford X, Y, Z? It kind of repels it. Like, a great analogy I can think of is, I love fishing, and the easiest way to not catch a fish is to keep trying to catch the fish, because all that splashing around and throwing and screaming, and you're worrying like, how am I going to get it? You're scaring
you're
the fish.
Disturbing the water.
Scaring the fish.
Absolutely. And so, and it goes back to that electromagnetic thing, because if your emotions are based in fear, you know, and this is what I try to tell my clients all the time. This is what I talk about in, you know, talks I give, is that the fear frequency is such a low vibration. And when you are taking steps out of fear, that's the electromagnetic you're leading with. And you are actually magnetizing the worst case possible scenario right to you, because that's what you are worried about. So that's what your thoughts and emotions are in line with. So the universe goes, oh, this must be what you want.
Yes.
Whereas I'm a big believer in turning fear into fuel, into, like, because fear doesn't go away. You know, I'm autistic, and autistic people have a larger amygdala. That's the piece of your brain where fear is processed. So we are naturally more scared of everything. Our anxiety levels are really high. I always like to joke that, you know, because I'm 72% water, I'm basically a cucumber with anxiety. Okay. And so, and so, you know, it's like, but it's taking that fear and fueling it into the faith and saying, hey, I know, you know, I am blessed to be self-aware, because and a person who has a pattern recognition brain, because I've watched this pattern happen over and over and over. And what I finally figured out in my 42 long years is that just like gravity goes up and down, there's also the in and out flow. We breathe in, we breathe out. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Every, you know, your heart pumps blood in, pumps blood out, right? Everything is a back and forth, right? So when you get to that point of the free fall where you're like, oh, okay, realize that it's in that moment where you don't have, because intuition, I strongly, strongly believe intuition is God's voicemail, right? It's the universe's voicemail. It's your check-in to say, hey, this is the thing you need to do, right? And then if you're scared to death to do it, guess what? That's the right move. Follow the fear. Don't run from the fear. Don't let the fear magnify and overtake you. Follow
the
fear.
Alchemize the emotion. Failure, alchemize all the darkness, because that, yes, like you said, it's like fuel for the fire, because we are manifesting whether we're conscious of it or not. We're constantly manifesting. And that's the thing, is like the more aware you are, if you're not aware at all of your emotions and how you're affecting things, if you're in that anxious, like fearful state, you are literally just causing this chaos in the fucking ether where, you know, bad shit can happen. And you're like, oh, why is this happening? It's because you are not aware of your own emotions. And, you know, like, so yeah, you're causing this to happen. So like, once you actually like, oh, okay, like, how am I feeling? How am I contributing to my reality? Because you really do have, the only thing you can't control is yourself. You can't control the external. You can only control what you are doing. And so that's what, you know, a lot of people try to do it backwards. They try to control the external, but it's really the internal that needs the most work.
Yeah. And right on that note with the internal, I often reflect on how your brain does not know the difference between something that's real and something that you vividly imagine.
Yes.
So I want everyone listening to try this sometime. Just sit in a room that is room temperature, like it is a normal room temperature room, but vividly imagine yourself getting cold. you're going to get cold. Your internal body temperature might not, like, your internal body temperature might not drop significantly, but if you do this and you have a thermometer in your mouth, you will notice slight drops in temperature, all because you imagine it. So if our imagination, which we know that we're in a 72 degree room, but if we imagine ourselves freezing, if that makes our body get cold, imagine what that electromagnetic signal we're sending out when we're afraid is putting into the world. It's like you're, like we keep saying, the fear begets more fear. And likewise, when we have uplifting emotions, that brings more uplifting emotions. It's like you, if you win, you're pretty darn likely to win again. But if you fail at something and you see it as failure, you don't see it as a lesson, but you see it as, I failed. It's bad. It sucks. It's going to just keep going down simply because you're putting that out there. You're telling the universe, God, whatever you believe in, give me more of that.
Right. The key is to not spiral. You know, when once you start to spiral, it's very hard to get out of that. But the key is to catch yourself when you are in that state, like, oh, I am feeling chaotic. I feel anxious. I'm feeling fearful. And then you just have to breathe. You just have to pause, you know, and then you just have to be like, okay, why do I feel this way? How can I get out of this so that I can get into a better state of mind where I can actually think about what I do want and become a match for that? It's that spiral, once you're down it, you know, it's very, very hard to get out, you know, just like, you know, a giant water slide or something. I don't know, you know, but you know what I mean.
No, it is like a giant water slide. That's an excellent analogy. And so something that I want to interject here is a thought that can really help you is, you know, in a situation to really clarify where you are, if you're in the free fall state, right? If you're in the state where you just need to surrender, it's usually you don't have anything going on in your intuition that's telling you what to do next. And so it's kind of like if you were to exhale and exhaling equaled what you were giving, right? If you've exhaled all the breath within you, then it's time to inhale. It's time to wait for the universe to return with that flow because you've done all the exhaling. And if you haven't done all the exhaling, which means all the giving that you can do, right? Because the thing that people tend to not realize is they are abundance themselves. They come with a wealth of knowledge and experience and gifts that they need to give, right? Without the intention of receiving money. Now, I know that that sounds counterintuitive as someone who is a coach and yes, I charge my clients, but it's not, I'm not showing up to a coaching session thinking about the money. I'm showing up to the coaching session thinking about the person and empowering them and what we can do, right? And so, you know, if you are constantly leading with what can I give as opposed to what can I get, the get comes naturally because it's the inhale, right? When you've exhaled all you have to give in any situation, then all you can do is breathe in. All you can do is receive, right? And, you know, it's a tedious place to be in because it's scary. Like you said, you're out of control, but that is just it. Is that you, you know, like Matresa said, you only have control of yourself and your actions. So speaking of actions, let's talk about actionable steps we can take to manifest money. One thing that Matresa mentioned was being very clear on what you want and why you want it, right? And so I think it's important, something I have always done when it comes to money, like when I very first started my business, and I think I mentioned this a few episodes back, that when it came to funding my business, I wasn't a millionaire. I didn't have a big business loan. I was on unemployment at the time, unintentionally, right? And so what I did is I wrote a list of every business need that I had that was truly in need. And I wrote down the amount of money next to it that I would need in order to do each thing, right? And so every time money came into my hands, I would pay all my bills, buy food for my dogs and myself and, you know, take care of all the necessities and whatever money I had left, if any, I would look at that list and say, okay, what is one thing on this list that is the most important right now that I can afford with this much money? And then I would knock that thing out, right? And so having very clear goals, having very clear, you know, just sitting around, you know, and that's the thing too, is a lot of people mistake manifestation for just being the thought process. And yes, the mindset's a huge part of it. The belief is necessary for the electromagnet to work, right? But without actionable steps, you know, it goes back to the law of every action has an opposite and equal reaction, right? If you're not taking any action, then no action happens, right? So if you set clear goals, not only that, you know, 100%, because it's an ebb and a flow, right? And if you don't ebb, it doesn't flow, right? And so, you know, it's important that we understand that actionable steps are necessary, but also being aware of everything around you, being self-aware, but also, like, here's a great example. I have been working really hard on growing my business because I want to reach more people. I want to help more people. I have large goals to do global humanitarian work, right? And so I need bigger than just a couple hundred people on Instagram thinking I'm cool, okay? And which I am, but that's neither here nor there. And so, but like, the point is that I have to take actionable steps to grow my brand, and I'm not doing this for money. But here's the thing. I recently met this incredible gentleman who happens to be a fan of our podcast, which that in and of itself is abundance and wealth to my heart, right? But he also happens to be an investor, and he is looking into getting investors to invest in my company because he believes in my larger mission. And I didn't go looking for investors. What I did was I gave my knowledge, I gave my wealth, I gave everything that I have to give because that's within me to give because that's what I want to do. And here came financial opportunities for me to continue to do that, right? So, you know, it's definitely a very important that you give without the feeling of in right it's there, like the I giving, was, right? I that is a huge not part in of my head.
Everything
is
in
to
there,
honor like, the ebb and the flow who and invest the law of gravity.
Another thing I want to mention that she told me about this guy is he lives in Germany, and it really puts into perspective that a message can reach people all across the world, because Melissa lives in California. I live in Pennsylvania. This guy lives in a different country, mm-hmm. all the way across the world. And I'm not sure where you're right. from, but we've got three people in three different states
in Vegas,
and everything.
But yeah.
So you're Matresa's in Arizona. I'm in Pennsylvania. Melissa's in California. This guy's in Germany. And like, it really puts into perspective that no matter where you are or where you start, because I'm recording this on a laptop and some headphones, okay? And we often think that we need to have the most intricate, the most top-of-the-line setups, and, you know, I'll do it when I have $1 million, rather than just starting right. where you are. Like, if all you have is $30 to go get a ring light, get a $30 ring light. Start there. And then now you can do it on an iPhone or an Android or a laptop. And from there, yep. by taking the action and putting it out into the world, you're inevitably going to attract the thing which is aligned with you. If you don't have $1 million right now, but you make $1 million moves, you have $1 million intentions, you do $1 million thoughts and behaviors, sooner or later, not necessarily in a week, or a month, in a year, but at some point, you will get $1 million.
Right, because you're becoming a match for that. I have a cool metaphor I call a bibbidi-bobbidi chocolate cake. You know, when you want chocolate cake, it doesn't just appear out of nowhere, right? It's bibbidi-bobbidi, gotta go to the store for the ingredients. Bibbidi-bobbidi, I gotta put them together and put it in the oven. Like, you know, there's all these steps to it. And, you know, you have to make that aligned action in order to manifest the chocolate cake. And that's what, you know, people don't realize. They're like, you can't just put it out there and be like, okay, I want it. But then, okay, what are you actually doing to make it so it's flowing just right to you? Because, you know, by your actions and by your thoughts and your emotions, you could just be blocking it from coming to you. And you're like, okay, what is happening here? And you keep spinning your wheels over and over. And so this is why you have to stop and become aware of, like, okay, what does it take to actually get what I want?
Yeah. Like, I was just going to say that a great example of being aware of the actions and the cycles you're in is just look at, in my experience, it was me taking an honest look at where is my money going. Like, I would always find myself back at $20. I'm like, if I was working at McDonald's, I end up back at $20. Then I get a job where I'm making a lot more money, but I end up back at $20. Where in my recipe is all this money going to? And I'm like, I spent $35 at 7-Eleven. And right, getting real honest with yourself and looking at the recipe is going to be the secret to getting what you want.
That's so funny you say that, because, yeah, I was talking with my partner. I was talking with him, and we're going over finances. He's like, where's all this, like, money going? Because I was supposed to have, like, you know, this amount of money extra. And I'm like, okay, well, we need to go line by line and being like, okay, where's your money going? Because I'm sure it's going somewhere. It's not just, you know, going away. And so that's what people don't realize is, like, the more aware you get, if you're not aware of all these little different parts, like, you'd be surprised at what, you know, I don't like call them blocks, but essentially, like, you know, like, once you uncover these pieces of what is actually impeding your blessings, then you're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. But then once you are aware of it, then you fix it, and you're like, oh, it actually happens, just like almost like magic, you know? So,
yeah, well, it is magic. And magic is just science that hasn't been quantified. And so I think that, you know, something else that people tend to get frustrated with is timing. Why isn't it happening right now? Why isn't it happening this minute? I'm doing all the things. I'm believing it. I'm taking the steps. Why isn't it happening? And what they fail to realize is that there is such a thing as divine timing. And the universe gives it to you exactly when you need it, not when you want it. And oftentimes, yep, the universe will give you what you need instead of what you want. And sometimes that's a lesson. Sometimes that's a place to grow. And something I have learned every single time I have gone through some kind of traumatic situation in my life or some kind of period where things were just really dark and frustrating and hard, the blessings that I received on the other side of that came exactly when they were supposed to. And if I hadn't gone through the trials that I had gone through leading up to it, I wouldn't have grown in a way to be able to handle that level of blessing that was given to me. I wouldn't have been able to, if you want to be a millionaire, you have to really learn, like Lawrence said, to act and think and exist like a millionaire. And as a result of that work that you're going to have to do to create that mindset for yourself and to create those habits for yourself, right, it's a growth period. And if you don't grow, you can't receive the greater blessings.
Right. Trusting the process and letting life mold you into who you need to be in order to receive, because you may not be receiving $1 million because you're not ready to actually steward it and handle, yeah, it. Like, this is why, like, people who win the lottery, they end up broke, sometimes even broker than they were before, because, oh, yeah, you know, they get all these millions and millions, yeah, of dollars, but then they haven't done that money mindset. And so it's gone usually within a couple of years, you know? So that's the thing, is it's just like you said, divine timing. Like, the universe will give you what you need instead of just what you want, because what you need is probably not what you want, what you think you want. Mm. But then once you receive it, you're like, okay, and you kind of process that lesson. You're like, okay, this is why I went through that, in order to be able to get, like, be ready for that next level.
Yeah, this is going to happen a ton of time. When you mentioned lottery winners, that was such a great analogy for this. Because if you're used to living off of $50,000 a year, and then all of a sudden you get $100 million, of course, you know, it's acceptable. Reality. Like, yeah, of course it's acceptable to, you know, have some fun, you know, upgrade your home and living situation if you're in a dangerous place. However, it's not okay to go immediately to buying a Porsche. If your car isn't broken down, you do not need that Porsche. But the thing is, you're dealing with, and this was something that happened to me too, where I didn't win the lottery, but I went from making $300 every 2 weeks to making $1,800 a week at the job I used to work. That's when I kept finding myself back at $20. Because at every level of income, if you, like, just are here and then you just suddenly shoot up, there's so many expensive things you can buy, and you think, I have all the money in the world. You haven't been shaped and grew to learn how to handle $100 million. You're used to handling $50,000, so you're operating off the same system of $50,000.
You have a when you get 100 million. Comfort zone. Yeah, you're comfortable with, you know, the $50,000. And so if you have $100 million, it's a completely different reality. You're not going to know, like, that's, you won't know what to do with that. And so, like, you're not going to be comfortable with that. You're going to go back to your comfort zone of being broke, you know? And so this is why, like, when people just get a lot of money right away, it is pissed away right away, you know? And also, like, the more you make, the more you end up spending. It's just inevitable. And so, but when you become, you know, when you actually learn how to manage money, then you'll be able to hold it a lot better. You know, you'll be able to, you know, whether it's investing or whatever it is. But, like, yeah, you have to be molded. You have to evolve in order to actually be able to think of, you know, kind of like the longer term game of building generational wealth or whatever it is, to actually be able to make that money last and make it actually count and create impact instead of just buying all the shit that you don't need, you know? Because, yeah, it's a completely different reality. We can't even imagine $100 million.
Like, what would you even do with that?
Right, like, even if you envision it, you could do all this journaling and all this bullshit.
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, having a plan for the money that comes in is important, right? Like, I know I'm going to be a millionaire, not because I'm chasing money, but because my value and my power, it will be, right? It is the same as if you throw a ball up, you know it's going to fall down. And it is true for me to be a millionaire. But my intentions for that money are that I want to build global projects for humanity. I need that level of money to be able to make the changes I want to make. And I think that that brings me to my final point of the show as we wrap up today. And that is, you know, it goes back to the giving, right? The universe isn't going to give you $100 million if you're sitting around going, I want to buy a Porsche and I want to buy a house and me. But if your intention is to help the world with it, to uplift humanity with it, then the universe is going to be like, oh yeah, no, I got you, because that's necessary. That's needed, right? And so the one final thing I thought I want to leave. Yeah, absolutely. And the one final thought I want to leave our listeners with today is for those of you who think there's just, you know, not enough money in the world for me to have what I need or what I want. You have that poor mentality. I want you to realize that everything is energy, right? And there is an entire huge universe full of energy. And there's, like, dark matter that's doing nothing, hanging around in the universe. Make that your money. Tell the universe, that's my money, okay? And then start taking those aligned actions. And so I'm going to give you an aligned action to take right now if you're listening. I have an upcoming masterclass on mastering the art of manifestation in 12 simple steps, where we break down all the 12 laws of physics and how they work for manifestation in the same way that we talked about electromagnetism and gravity today. It's the whole shebang. And so it is a free masterclass happening on 11/11 at 11 a.m. PST. And link is down below for you to sign up and register. It's 90 minutes of your time that is going to absolutely change your entire existence. I promise this. I want to thank Matresa for joining us. Her links will be below as well. If anybody needs help on intuitive money coaching, if you're a business out there that's like, oh my God, where's all my money going? Kind of like, you know, Lawrence here was talking about always being back at the 20. If you're out there and you're like, I'm doing really well, but I don't know how to handle this money, Matresa is your girl. She's amazing. I've known her for a while now, and she's really good at what she does. So, you know, sign up for the free masterclass. Check out Matresa's links below. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember that being selfish, C-E-L-L-F-I-S-H, is the greatest gift you can give humanity. Join us next time. Really? Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye.